This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You know, I was just messaging back and forth with our producer, Caden, and I was sitting here thinking, I was like, man, you know, you could just grab the entire, I was going to add, I was like, man, hey, can we grab the audio from Congressman Tom Tiffany yesterday? While we're at it, let's grab the audio from Congressman Baird out of Indiana, great Vietnam veteran that we got to catch up with yesterday. We also got to catch up with Representative Ron Estes out of Kansas, several members of Congress, of course, in Montana for the Western Congressional Caucus. And then I got to thinking about it. I was like, man, what a lineup we had all morning long yesterday. Of course, kicking it off with David Noble in the 7 o'clock hour. That was a great conversation, as always. But then even just the 9 o'clock hour, we could probably make that one easy. We'll just grab the whole 9 o'clock. We actually, instead of chopping them all up, Caden, you could just grab the whole 8 o'clock hour, the whole 9 o'clock hour. We'll throw it into our AI software for the transcripts, and we can use that audio again down the road, maybe for a best of show at some point, highlighting our congressional caucus conversations. Because, yeah, in the 9 o'clock hour, I was just thinking, I was going to message Caden, hey, grab the audio from Sonny Capice with the Montana Petroleum Association, getting an update from him on the Bakken and more. And then, but man, it's like, well, we had Sonny Capice, we had David Spady, I call him the International Man of Mystery. We had Congressman Baird from Indiana kicked off the 9 o'clock hour, and then we had two great guests from Americans for Prosperity, from their national organization and from the AFP Foundation, talking about the big Chevron decision. So it's like, my goodness, we packed a lot into the show yesterday. And then even after the show was done, here's the other big news. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise. Just after we wrapped up with the show, I was able to catch up with him at the Whitefish Lake Lodge. He was in town making an appearance for the Western Congressional Caucus folks. It did some events with Montana Congressman and former Trump Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. So I sat down with Steve Scalise for about 15 minutes or so. Great guy. I first got to meet him probably about a decade or so ago. We actually had him here in Montana before, of course, the tragic incident where that crazed Bernie Sanders supporter shot him at the congressional baseball game practice. But I'll tell you what, man, that guy is just a fighter. Just a fighter, and he has stayed in the fight even after all the health battles that he's had to face following that shooting by the crazed Bernie Sanders supporter. So we're going to save that one for you here a little bit later this morning. But, yeah, speaking of pulling up audio clips, man, we had so much content ready to rock and roll for you yesterday that we never even got to. Because we had such a great lineup of folks joining us throughout the morning. So who knows what we're going to talk about this morning here on Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk. We do have phone lines open for you in the 6 o'clock hour. Plus, I think our friend Tim in Billings has a special guest who's going to join us around 6:40 this morning. So any of you dads out there with kids, you're going to want to hear about this opportunity for you. I think there might even be a little scholarship opportunity in here for you to get out there and enjoy dad camp with your kids. So that's coming up later on here in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. And then, of course, we got the legislative update from the Montana Family Foundation and a whole bunch more ready to roll for you. Where do we start? Maybe you can message us on the Montana Talks app. Tell us where you think we should start, or you can call.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area for today, high temperature readings will push up to around 80 degrees. Skies stay clear into tonight as temperatures will drop back down in the upper 40s in Bozeman to the mid-50s in Billings. And then for Saturday, we can expect more sunshine with high temperature readings on the way up into the mid-80s, staying clear and quiet Saturday night. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Securing America.
This week, the director of the Office of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, announced that she's cutting the department by 40%, which she says will save taxpayers $700 million per year. More importantly, she says it will rebuild trust among the American public. Gabbard telling Fox's Jesse Waters,
"The changes that I'm making at ODNI is just the very first step to bring about an end to this dangerous politicization of intelligence that ultimately is undermining our national security and our republic."
Gabbard adding that the bottom line is,
making sure that those who are working at the Office of the Director of National Intelligence are aggressively getting after our core mission, which is really ensuring the safety, security, and freedom of the American people.
The office was created following the investigation into the 9/11 terrorist attacks. It provides oversight over the entire intelligence community. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Fox Facts.
With students packing up to head off to college, rolls of bubble wrap are flying off the shelves. But it wasn't always used for packing. Bubble wrap was actually invented in 1957 as wallpaper. Engineers Alfred Fielding and Mark Chavon sealed two shower curtains together, hoping to create a new kind of textured wall decor. It didn't sell, and neither did their next idea, greenhouse insulation. So they shifted gears and focused on using the bubbled plastic as packaging material. In 1960, they received a patent for it as cushioning wrap. A year later, IBM became one of the first major companies to use it to safely ship computer parts. Sealed Air, the company they founded, trademarked the name and still makes millions of feet every year. Other companies make similar stuff, but the original name stuck, and so did the irresistible urge to pop it. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so here is a big story that just broke in the last 24 hours. A Helena, Montana-based Democrat Party campaign treasurer has now been charged in federal court in a $250,000 embezzlement case. I first started hearing about this here yesterday. I think the moment this news started to break, actually before even the news started to break, I got a note from Tyler Newcomb, who most recently served as the executive director for the Montana GOP, for the Montana Republican Party. You know, kind of funny, not that this is a funny story, of course, but kind of funny. The moment that I heard, hey, there, I was chatting with some friends. I said, hey, apparently there's a big story breaking now where a big-time Democrat Party operative in Helena is being, you know, is being prosecuted on federal charges for basically embezzlement, campaign funding scheme, etc. And somebody said, I wonder who it is. I wonder if Zoe Zephyr is somehow connected to this. Ding, 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 ding. Zoe Zephyr is connected to this. And would that be a big surprise? Would that be a big surprise? Look at the transurrection at our Montana Capitol. When these transgender activists cheered on by Zoe Zephyr, the radical transgender lawmaker from Missoula, were attacking our Montana House of Representatives, tussling with law enforcement, banging on the antique doors, throwing stuff on the floor at pages and interns and lawmakers. And then, of course, Zoe Zephyr used the opportunity to, you know, simultaneously damage the Montana Democrat Party even further, but then simultaneously also make a whole lot of money and raise a whole lot of campaign funds. And then Zoe Zephyr was seen traveling the world, going to the beaches of Europe and the beaches of Florida for official business. Well, it's not Zoe Zephyr that's being charged, but it is apparently the treasurer who did work and apparently decided to embezzle and profit off of all this. See, they had so much money coming in that apparently this person thought they could get away with just slicing a little bit off here, slicing a bit off there. Tyler Newcomb, I think, will join us later on this morning on this show. I saw also the Montana Sentinel out of Helena. They've got a Darren Gobb's got a report that he threw together as well. So I think Darren Gobb will join us into the uh, in the uh, in the 7 o'clock hour of the show. Caden, go ahead and send us that call from Steve in Valentine. Let's sneak on a phone call here, 406-294-0970. Caden's going to send that one down my way. Okay, there we go. I'm back in studio now after being remote yesterday, so trying to relearn my buttons again on the board here. Steve, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Okay, Aaron, they're in the Billings area also. You know, that tragic thing that happened in Florida with the semi-illegal driver?
Yeah.
2 days ago, I went out and finally pulled the trigger and bought a brand new car trailer, brand new car hauling trailer. Okay, over at the metro area, by force, I looked in my mirror, and I was in my outside lane, and I seen a vehicle dang near took out the corner of my brand new trailer. It was close. Get up to the 6th Avenue light, and I stopped because light turned red, and I got ran into.
With your new trailer.
My mirror. You can about imagine the words that I'm saying when someone ran into my brand new trailer.
Oh, man.
So I get out of the vehicle, and I went back there, and lo and behold, I could tell that this individual was not a U.S. citizen. He wanted to leave, and I says, "You ain't going anywhere." Called the 911, and he literally finally got out of his vehicle. He had a couple kids. And I yelled at him, because you can about imagine, I am so mad. I only owned this trailer for 20 minutes. Mm. And I yelled at him, and I says, "Can you speak English?" And he kind of said the word yes. Well, by the time law got there, I'm cooling down, but I'm still pretty hot, right? And they came up to me. And I says, "Is he even supposed to be in this country?" And he goes, "Well, he's got the proper paperwork." And the officer looked at me and he goes, "He's from Nicaragua. He just got here. He doesn't know how to drive in the United States yet. What in the hell are we putting in these cars? Why aren't they not going through driver's ed like we go through when we're in high school?" So there is individuals out there on the road in Billings even, that have no idea how to even freaking drive. But he ran into my brand new trailer, Aaron.
Oh, that's painful. Yeah. Golly, 20 minutes into having your new trailer. Yeah, I mean, that brings up a good point. Look, because the case in Florida was particularly egregious, where you have a illegal alien, couldn't even pass basic driving sign tests, apparently. Couldn't even understand a lot of basic English. And he's driving an 18-wheeler. But yet, to Steve's point here, is like, look, if you can't speak the language, if you can't understand the rules of the road and the signs of the road, we've got enough people that are already American citizens that can't figure that out, right? And if you can't speak the language, if you can't understand the road signs, if you can't pass some of these basic functions, you should not be driving on our roadways. But, of course, you know, the Democrats, as you're hearing, they want everybody out there, not just in America, but able to drive our nation's roadways as well. Dang the consequences. Well, Steve, man, very sorry to hear about that. I know how frustrating that could be. You finally get something new, and then ding, just like that. All right, quick break here on Montana Talks. Phone lines are open for you. 406-294-0970. We'll talk more about this foreign trucker deal as well. We've got some news on that front.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. A whistleblower is now saying that Democratic California Senator Adam Schiff leaked classified documents in an effort to undermine President Trump in 2017. Treasonous and illegal. That's how the Democratic whistleblower characterized Schiff. The whistleblower was a veteran House Intelligence Committee staffer. The FBI summary obtained by Fox says Schiff told aides he would, quote, leak classified information in hopes of scoring an indictment for the commander-in-chief. Schiff's office described this as, quote, baseless smears, saying the whistleblower was, quote, not reliable, not credible, and was fired. Republicans claim Schiff and others helped engineer the Russiagate probe to damage the president. Schiff also led the Democrats' first impeachment of President Trump. He now faces an unrelated criminal investigation for alleged mortgage fraud in Maryland. Democrats say the GOP is trying to alter the narrative away from the Epstein files. The FBI summary indicates that Schiff hoped Hillary Clinton would win in 2016, and Schiff aspired to run the CIA. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We've had a busy week up here in the Flathead with the Western Congressional Caucus Summit that's been underway. Got to have several members of Congress and the head of the U.S. Forest Service on the show. What are we going to have featured on the program Friday? Why not you? Let's have some open phones Friday right here with Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk. Of course, you can jump in on the conversation, 406-294-0970, or message us on the Montana Talks app.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it. I got the job. I can't believe it.
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Summer. Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Egg Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Egg Network. Well, growers across Colorado, Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming are busy wrapping up this year's Molson Coors High Country Barley Harvest. And despite the usual challenges from Mother Nature, farmers like John Stutzman in Powell, Wyoming, say that this year's barley crop was pretty good and that harvest went well.
Harvest went really well, actually. It was pretty quick. A lot of days there, good days in it, and some days had to wait, but very successful. It was an average year. You know, we weren't busting the bins, but we definitely were able to deliver what we promised, which is always a exciting thing to do and make sure we're the growers people want to have.
Younger brother Garrett says, as a fifth generation farmer, it's truly a blessing to be able to farm with his family and still be part of the agriculture industry.
I'd say we're pretty lucky to be born into a family where we get to continue on, and we love it. We both love what we do. We do it for the rest of our life, but it's a blessing. It's pretty cool that we get the opportunity to come out here every day, and something's going to be different. And we farm for 40 years, we get 40 chances to raise a good crop, and really, in hindsight, that's not that many chances.
The brothers say it's also pretty cool knowing that a little bit of their Moravian barley, raised in Wyoming's high desert country, is in every Coors banquet and Coors Light.
Great to know. You know, it's kind of surprising to see. It's like, you know, this barley that we raised for a few months is out here and people are enjoying it, and it's like, wow, to think that one barley seed can make it all the way out to international.
It's pretty cool to know that you can go on a trip somewhere and get a Coors banquet or whatever and know that you had something to do with what you got there.
Now, Bill Coors once said that you can't make good beer without great barley, and rest assured that Molson Coors growers have raised and harvested another high country barley crop for all you Coors banquet and Coors Light beer consumers to enjoy. Stay with us. We'll have more Ag News right after this.
Hello, this is Amanda Martin, a Montana Farm Bureau member from Cascade County. A Montana Farm Bureau membership offers incredible networking opportunities, whether you're making business contacts in the ACE program or attending events like the Summer Conference, Annual Convention, or Young Farmers and Ranchers Conference. There are so many chances to connect. You can get involved at the county level to meet like-minded people right in your area. Don't miss this fantastic opportunity to share ideas, make new friends, and build valuable connections. Join today at mfbf.org.
It's harvest time for Molson Coors barley growers. Hi, this is Brett Swartz from Ballantyne, Montana. I'm a second-generation barley grower, and my wife, Justine, is a third-generation barley grower. Farmers in Colorado, Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming are harvesting another high-quality Moravian barley crop that will eventually become Coors Banquet and Coors Light beer for consumers to enjoy. Bill Coors said, "Beer is made in the barley field, because if you don't get good barley, you can't make good beer." Molson Coors wishes everyone a safe and bountiful harvest.
Well, tightening cattle inventories are helping to fuel record-high beef prices, a sign of U.S. cattle producers' reluctance to begin rebuilding their herds after years of drought. Keep in mind that the size of the U.S. beef cow herd, including calves, dropped to 94.2 million head in July, a low that hasn't been seen since the early 1950s. And Oklahoma State University economist Daryl Peel says that cow-calf producers are still very much in the driver's seat right now. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, Stephen Ballantyne mentioned this, you know, the foreign truckers, the illegal alien truckers in the story that he shared before also. But you guys heard me earlier this week. We played the audio of the new lieutenant governor of Florida, Jay Collins. He's a Green Beret. He's a Scobie, Montana native, and he's the new lieutenant governor of Florida, serving alongside Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Anyway, speaking of that illegal alien truck driver who basically was responsible for the deaths of three people after making that illegal U-turn in his 18-wheeler from the far right side, sweeping all the way around, and then showed no reaction whatsoever as this minivan slammed into his 18-wheeler. He is now back in Florida. He was extradited back to Florida. Anyway, Jake, speaking to Jay Collins, I saw this on Facebook. If you go to facebook.com/Flint Report, Jay Collins said this: I personally escorted, and you can see photos of this. He says, today I personally escorted the thug who took the lives of three Floridians. Harjinder Singh should never have been in this country, and he never should have been granted a CDL by California. Governor Gavin Newsom's reckless policies put communities at risk, and Florida will not stand for it. So you can see the photos of the lieutenant governor and other law enforcement personally escorting this suspect back to Florida to face the consequences. Speaking of that story, let me see some updates on that information. Not only did this guy get a CDL from California, this comes from Rapid Response 47 on X. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy was on Fox News yesterday talking more about this probe into this illegal alien trucker. Secretary Duffy said this, and I've got the audio. Maybe I'll get to that here in a little bit, but I do want to get to a caller here after the Fox News update here in about a minute or so. So, Gary, stand by. We'll get to your phone call. A new topic altogether. So just stand by for just a second. But, yeah, I told folks we'd talk about this story. But, yeah, Secretary Duffy says this: Washington State should not have given him a license. Then he went to California, and he got a non-domiciled license. And then New Mexico didn't take him off the road. So it's not just California here. It's the blue state of Washington that's to blame. Of course, it's the blue state of California that's to blame. And then the blue state of New Mexico that's to blame. Man, New Mexico, remember how awful they were to kids trying to go to school during the COVID-19 craziness? Texas had Friday Night Lights, football games, kids were in school, and then a town maybe 15 minutes away that was on the New Mexico side faced tyranny because of Democrats running New Mexico. But anarchy in New Mexico for illegal alien truck drivers. So he says, we are going to investigate all of these states, and we are going to take appropriate action. All right, back in 60 seconds, we'll get to Gary in... Into the phone lines we go. We've got Gary in Billings. You know, we've been talking a little bit about people pushing a sales tax in Montana in recent days. Gary, sounds like you've been hearing the coverage. What's your thoughts?
Good morning, Aaron. Thank you for taking my call. And, you know, you always do such a good job of bringing the truth out and people. But I want to dispute why you say a sales tax won't work. Do you like the system we have now where people can't buy their own house and stay in it? I'm an older person. I have trouble paying my taxes. But when you look at statistics, why a sales tax will work, do you know that 47 states have sales taxes? You paid a sales tax in Whitefish. There's 9 communities that have that, and when you look at trying to keep up with all the bills, 78% of your tax dollar goes to fund public education. If you had a sales tax in this last fair, if a person paid 1%, that money would go to eliminate the property tax. But it seemed like nobody has an answer, and we just keep going down that road of driving people out. So I would appreciate if people would get the truth. What is better for you? If I paid my property tax and I couldn't pay it, I could lose my home. You never own your own house.
No, I totally hear your frustrations with the property taxes. That's why we need to ditch the current property tax system that bases your property taxes based off of the value of your home. I think the reason why people look, no matter what you think about a sales tax, Montanans have consistently rejected a sales tax. Polling as recent as 2 years ago shows that Montanans still overwhelmingly reject a sales tax. I hear folks say, well, if we got rid of this, we could then, if we do this, we could then get rid of that. But the problem is nobody trusts that they would ever actually do away with or severely limit property taxes. They would just pile a sales tax on top of it. So I think we can, one, reform the property tax system so that folks like you aren't being taxed out of their homes without dumping a brand new tax on the backs of Montana taxpayers. I think that's where the concern is. So I think it's a bit of a false choice to say, well, we can't have property tax relief, real property tax relief, unless we add this whole new tax into the equation here. I think that's why it's just been consistently rejected by the voters and the people of Montana. And I think it would again, unless opinions significantly change. But Gary, I greatly appreciate hearing your thoughts. Thanks for calling into the show. Coming up right after the next break, I think we got our friend Tim in Billings on the phone lines, and then a friend of his to tell you dads out there about a great opportunity coming up here very soon. So stand by.
It's him. When you, it's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. Yeah, back into it. Got to say a big thank you to our friend Tim in Billings for linking us up with our next guest here. You know, for a few years in a row now here, Tim in Billings, it's been so great. He's been letting fellow dads out there with kids here in Montana know about this opportunity that he says he's been able to benefit from so greatly. It's called Dad Camp. How many of you like to camp? How many of you like to get out there in the mountains, get outdoors with your kids? But also, how many of you, maybe your kids went to a camp already this summer? They went to a church camp. And how many of you know, when your kids got back from church camp, you were thinking, man, that would have been fun to be there with you. That would have been fun to be there myself and to have these experiences and these opportunities with your kids as well, especially a faith-based opportunity like this one. Well, we've got Jason Braun now with us on the phone lines. He's one of the founders and the executive director of this organization called Dad Camp. Jason, great to have you on Montana Talks. Thanks for being with us here this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's great to be with you as well.
Tell us about Dad Camp and the opportunities that are coming up even right here in Montana.
Absolutely. Dad Camp is an organization that was founded in 2006. Our mission is just to build stronger fathers who build stronger families. We just believe that when dads win, families win. And we developed a dream, and that's a dream to see an entire world that where every family has a great dad. And so we just create what we call epic experiences for dads to experience with their kids. And what makes it a little bit unique, this is not just there's so many kid-focused activities out there, and those are great. And us as dads and moms, we go support that and we celebrate that. But Dad Camp is an event that we say is where kids join their dads. Dad Camp is focused on dads. Kids get to go along with dad for the weekend. They get to spend the weekend having an adventure and just building their relationship together. But our focus is just to inspire and encourage and remind dads just how much they matter. And so Dad Camp came to Montana in 2019 and has been here ever since. This year there are four Dad Camp events. This weekend I'm actually here in Billings, going to be heading up today to Dad Camp to help lead this weekend. We got a packed house of dads and sons, but we got one more next weekend. It's a father-daughter event, so it's dads with elementary-aged daughters, and we still got some room, so we'd love to have as many dads that are listening to say, hey, you know what? Let me go spend a weekend with my daughter, pouring into her and pouring into myself, and we'd love to have as many of you join us. So that's a little bit about Dad Camp.
Yeah, this is so cool. And I know, talking previously with our friend Tim in Billings, you know, this is opportunities that, you know, pretty much anybody in Montana could take advantage of. Obviously, the camps are geographically located here. And I think Tim was even saying that he and a friend of his were talking about, you know, providing some scholarships. If there's a couple of dads out there, and maybe we could award those scholarships to some of our listeners or something like that. So if this is something that interests you, send us a message on the Montana Talks app, and we'll get you linked up with our friend Tim in Billings. So it's not too late for dads and their kids to take part in these upcoming camps.
No, yes, we've got one more in Montana next weekend. You can find out more about us or see more about us at our website's dadcamp.org. You can register there, and like you said, Aaron, with Tim mentioning a scholarship, we'd love to provide a couple of freebies. So we'd love to just say, hey, you know what, two dads, if you guys, and even, you know, you mentioned reaching out to through the app there, you can do that. You could also email us at registration@dadcamp.org if you're interested, and we would follow up with you. So that's what's available. You can get on our website as well. We've got events all over the country, and I know Montana is a big state, and it's spread out, but there's a lot of country, but we've got events coming up still in Texas and Indiana, Pennsylvania, Hawaii. Hey, that's a good one to go to. So you can take a little road trip with your kids too and have an adventure at Dad Camp.
That's pretty cool. You know, I think about Montana specifically and an opportunity like this. Look, everybody's busy these days. Some people are busier than others. You know, Montana, look, one of the best things we have is the opportunity to take our kids outdoors, you know, to go boating, to go camping, to go hunting, to go fishing. And what I've found is sometimes the drive back from the hunting trip is more fulfilling than the hunting trip itself. It's just those conversations. Mm-hmm. But of course, after, you know, after your kid gets their first deer and the excitement, right? But not everybody can do that. All of that stuff takes money. All of that stuff takes time. And we've got a lot of people doing shift work that are working overnight shifts, and we've got people that are, you know, military veterans that, you know, frankly, it's like deployment after deployment after deployment, and then they're gone for training, and then if they're National Guard or Reserve, then they're behind on their day job, so now they got to work harder to catch up at work, and that time with family can be very hard to find. But here's a great way to etch out some time for what sounds like just an incredibly fulfilling experience.
Absolutely. I think you hit a home run there. You know, just remember, dads, as you're listening, or, you know, even the moms that are listening, like, this is a weekend where, you know, Dad Camp's going to pour into your heart. And, you know, what we often find, you know, I'm a dad of three, and there's just not a lot out there for dads. There's not a lot out there encouraging us, supporting us, reminding us, giving us the tools to be the best dads we can be. And so that really, that's the heartbeat of Dad Camp, and you get to do it alongside your kids. And it's not too often that, you know, your kids just get all of you for a weekend, your focus, your attention, that one-on-one time. And we try to just create very intentional opportunities for you at Dad Camp to just build that relationship, to consider, like, what it looks like for you to become the best dad you can be. And we try to equip you with those tools and those resources to do that. But like you said, the drive home is often the most memorable part. I can remember many a ride home with my kids as we're heading back from Dad Camp, and just, you know, because you come off an experience like this and your relationship is strengthened, and you just, you know, you're celebrating the memories that you've made and walking through the weekend together, and just having a good time, just being in the car together. You know, kids spelled love, T-I-M-E, and that's what this weekend really does. It gives you time. It gives you time for yourself, and it gives you time with your kids. And so that's what we always try to say. This is not just a kid, another kid activity to go sign your kids up for, to go join in that. This is for you, Dad, and your kids. As, what we heard one dad say one time is that, man, dads need it and kids crave it. And that's what we found to be true after all these years of celebrating dads at dad camp.
You know, it was funny. One of my kids wanted to go through a fast food drive through, and, you know, given worker shortages and things like that in Montana in today's day and age, a fast food drive through isn't as fast as it used to be. But it ended up being a blessing in disguise because, you know, one of my kids, they were forced to sit there and talk to me now for a half an hour while we waited for the not so fast food. You know, I think we also got grandparents listening, or, you know, friends of dads listening that maybe you know somebody, a dad, or maybe you've got a son who's a dad that is busy and wants to do more with their kids, but expenses can be a challenge. Well, hey, encourage that dad, if you're a grandparent out there or a friend, to apply for this opportunity for a scholarship here as well. Jason Braun with Dad Camp. Again, how can folks get a hold of you if they, you know, A, want to get signed up, take part in this opportunity or another one down the road, and then B, also check in for that potential scholarship opportunity as well?
Yeah, I think the easiest way would just be to email us at registration@dadcamp. That's just dadcamp.org. Our team will respond to you and to you know, the event that you're looking for. And if it's, in fact, this next weekend, and we've got a few scholarship opportunities available. And if more than two of you reach out to us, we'll respond to you and see what we can do. So that's probably the best way to reach us. There's also an events page there, so you can see just, you know, where Dad Camp is all over the country and world. We're actually, we're serving dads and families in 21 countries now. So just excited to have the privilege to just build stronger families. And so, yeah, that's where you can find more about us.
That's incredible. And you talk about what you're doing all around the world. You know, when you talk about kids that are being human trafficked or sold into sex slavery, mm-hmm. and thing like that, it's the breakdown of the family. And then, of course, economic conditions as well that is such a big problem. And then the absence of faith in these communities, too, that sure. are all tie into all of this. Jason Braun, thanks for all you do. Thanks for joining us this morning on the show. And tell our friend Tim in Billings, thanks for linking us up with you as well.
I sure will. I appreciate it.
All right. Yeah, thanks for all you do. Quick break here on Montana Talks. We've got the legislative update from our friend Jeff Laszloffy and the Montana Family Foundation coming up right after this. And then in the 7 o'clock hour, heck, I don't know about you, we already got a look at the bright side here with Jason Braun and Dad Camp. But Becky Hillier is going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour for a look at the bright side as well. If she's fully recovered from Rodeo Billings, I know they had such a great several days of events with Rodeo Billings last week, so if she's fully recovered, she should be with us here coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, and then we'll get into the big news of the day. We got Darren Gobb with the Montana Sentinel joining us around 7:40. Should have some time to sneak in some of your phone calls in the 7 o'clock hour as well. All right, here you go, the legislative update next.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The Associate Deputy Attorney General for Joe Biden criticized highly problematic language used in a single warrant signed by an auto pen, saying the wording of the pardoned offenses was too vague, could render the commutations and pardons ineffective. The lack of specificity could also result in commutations in circumstances, including crimes for violence that was not intended. He said there's no clear direction from the president, meaning Joe Biden, 2 days before he left. No offenses have been described to the Department of Justice from the president. The commutations, he says, do not take effect. He's number two at his own Justice Department saying all this. Pretty spectacular.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, gets a lot of interesting calls to his office when folks are ready to tackle their gutters.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well,
I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area for today, high temperature readings will push up to around 80 degrees. Skies stay clear into tonight as temperatures will drop back down in the upper 40s in Bozeman to the mid-50s in Billings. And then for Saturday, we can expect more sunshine with high temperature readings on the way up into the mid-80s, staying clear and quiet Saturday night. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke hosting the Western Congressional Caucus for a series of meetings this week in the Flathead Valley. I've been here all week, got a chance to catch up with the head of the U.S. Forest Service, several members of Congress, and much more. We've got highlights, audio, you name it. Check it out. Go to MontanaTalks.com. I even did a special write-up based off of our conversation with the Forest Service chief talking mining, timber industry, and much more.
Big topics, big ideas, big sky, Montana Talks.
Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laszlocki.
This week marked the passing of one of the great leaders in modern Christendom, a man who had a profound impact on the spread of the gospel in general and the health and stability of families in particular. That man was Dr. James Dobson, founder and former president of Focus on the Family. It's hard to believe when he founded Focus in 1977 that he had any idea that its positive impact on families would extend beyond his home state of California to the entire United States and ultimately throughout the world as Focus on the Family expanded its international footprint. In the early 1980s, less than 10 years after its founding, Dr. Dobson was asked to serve on President Reagan's Commission on Pornography, an experience that would forever change his life and ministry and would have an impact on Montana and our surrounding states in ways that continue to this day. Through his time on the commission, he came to realize that he could talk about strengthening marriages and families on his radio show, but if Congress continued to pass laws that undermined families, then he was basically spinning his wheels. So he founded the Family Research Council in Washington, D.C. The council's mandate was to affect public policy in a positive way from a Judeo-Christian perspective at the federal level. They were incredibly successful and continue to be to this day under the leadership of Tony Perkins. They were so successful, in fact, that people began asking how they could replicate that model at the state level, and thus was born the Family Policy Council movement, which in turn birthed the Montana Family Foundation in the year 2000. At that time, each state-level council was directly tied to Focus on the Family, but eventually, Focus spun off both the Family Research Council and the state-level councils as standalone organizations. The Family Research Council by itself and the 42 Family Policy Councils under the umbrella of what is now the Family Policy Alliance. In hindsight, the formation of Focus on the Family, the Family Research Council, the Family Policy Councils, and the Alliance Defending Freedom, which he also helped found, seems prescient. The direct attack on families began in 1969 in California when then-Governor Reagan signed the nation's first no-fault divorce law, an action he later said was the single greatest mistake of his entire political career. Over the next decade, no-fault divorce became law in nearly every state, and the result was a divorce rate that went exponential, leaving devastated families in its wake. The next big attack came in 2015 when the U.S. Supreme Court, in a narrow 5-4 decision, legalized same-sex marriage, which opened the floodgates for even more attacks on family values in the form of transgenderism and the whole gender identity movement. Because of Dr. Dobson's passion for healthy marriages and families, groups like the Montana Family Foundation were well-positioned to push back against these attacks. I first met Dr. Dobson in his office in 2003 and had the opportunity to spend time with him on multiple occasions throughout the years. He was kind and gentle, but passionate, with a backbone of steel when it came to defending traditional marriage for the sake of the kids involved. He understood God's plan for marriage, borne out in the statistics that consistently show that the best place to raise kids is in an intact home with their biological parents. Knowing Dr. Dobson was one of the great honors of my life. In an era when so many public figures are plagued by scandal or pretend to be one person in public and are quite another in private, Dr. Dobson was the real deal. A genuinely humble servant of Christ with a passion for strengthening families and marriages, all for the glory of God. He leaves behind a legacy of service and a pair of shoes that will be incredibly hard to fill. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laszlofy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.
All right, great message there from Jeff Laszlofy, and, of course, a fitting tribute to Dr. James Dobson. What a force. Look at the institutions that he founded, that he created. Yeah, I saw that news just before we wrapped up the show yesterday, but I didn't want to just give it a quick mention. So great job there by Jeff Laszlofy. I know he got to know Dr. Dobson well over the years. All right, Becky Hillier, looking at the bright side and more coming up in the 7 o'clock hour.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send bad texts.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Learn how to store your gun securely and make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.